Okay, we continue in the Mesilas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne at the very bottom line on page Ayin Zayin. We're describing the words of the Mesilas Yesharim that says that once it becomes made clear and true to a person, the need of Tmimus Ha'avoda, the wholesomeness of his service to Hashem, the Chovas Tarasa V'Nikyona, and the obligation to do it in purity and in cleanliness. So, we continue at the very bottom of Ayin Zayin. Lefiza, based on what was said, Novo Venisha, let's bring a question. Eich mitaher adam eslibo, how does a person purify his heart? So he says on the top of Ayin Ches, Taharas halev, it comes from reaching a clarity of what we explained last time, the pasuk, you shall know it today and bring it into your heart. Meaning to say, shemikoyach hayedia, from the power of knowledge, v'ribui hamachshava v'hisponenus, and through a lot of thought and deep reflection of what this means, he will bring it into his heart. And this is what we mean of purity of heart. And also from another important rule that is brought from the Sefer HaChinuch and also from the Mesilas Yesharim in a little different wording. That the hearts follow the physical activities that a person does. Hupoel pu'ulos, when you do actions, the actions impact on the purity of the heart. But here's the important rule. You have to act from both directions. Meaning to say, there's got to be, number one, deep reflection of what behavior we're trying to integrate, and also you have to do the actions. Zevelo zet yevsha, one without the other is not possible. What can we compare this to? Yeshna agola kveda maleit bischara. You have a wagon filled with materials that has to be shipped. Ukidei shetanua, and to move the materials, nitzrach kor, so shnei susim chazok, and you need the power of two strong horses, you need two horsepower. Susechele esliach lazizu vimkoma, and one horse won't move it. So that's what, same thing here. Avoda salev avoda kashahi. Service of the heart is a very hard service. Bakodesh baruch hu nasan lana bechlola shnei susim, Hashem in general gave us two horsepower. Shnei kocho shal yodam niske lahasir es erla saleh. Two forces that through them we will merit to remove the foreskin of the heart. Hada'as v'masi. Knowledge and action. Shimush v'koch echad liyaspik. Just using one force will not work. Yibemas reitz odom l'tara saleh. If you really want to purify your heart, olav lifo hem v'koch yisponos v'em v'masi. You have to work both with the power of reflection and the power of the actual deeds. If a person before every action he thinks about it, v'gam zulas hamasim hu yisponim, and also even without the actions he reflects and he does the actions, then as mataru as libo mishnei ktsavos yesh tikva levaroso, then he is purifying his heart from both sides and there's hope in his service that it will succeed. Im kein, therefore. And now he's reiterating the words that Lutzado said. So after it's become made true to every chacham in his intellect, and at least in part of his heart, then tzorech tmimus avoda, you need wholesomeness of service. These are the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. V'chayvus taharos nikyona, and also there's an obligation to have them be holy and clean. Explains. Tmimus avoda. What does Lutzado mean when he says the word tmimus avoda, wholesomeness in service? Hakavona shavoda tiyasa im deya nechona vim tvisa nechona shalev. It means your service is done with a correct knowledge and a correct grasp of the heart. Tamin, wholesomeness, is from a lashon shalem, from completeness. Kasher adam po pu'ula im leiv tohor v'imach yashor, when a person does an action with a pure heart and a straight mind, in other words, you're doing exactly what you know you're supposed to do 100%, zoi pu'ula tmima, that is a wholesome action, with and with your heart in it as well. Kasher adam po pu'ula imach li leiv, if a person does something with your mind but without the heart, or with the heart but without the mind, you're missing the proper action. It's not tmimus avoda. So you've got to know what it is that you've got to do, and you've got to feel it before you do it. Now, what's this chovas taharasov nikyona? Mal ataruman nikyon. What is this purity? And what is this kanalish? Does it mean shal yikach esrog meluchlach or shatitzia nikiya? Does it mean you can't take a dirty esrog or your tits have to be clean? Vare shalom, that's not it. Mayimim kein atar nikon. What is tahar nikon? Achas me'amidos u'midos anikon v'achas me'amidos u'midos ha'tahar v'yivir shalom ha'am b'mkoman. They'll be later on explained in the book. There's different sections in this book, and one is based on explaining nikayon, cleanliness. And one of them is tahara, purity, which we'll explain later on. But that's not what he wants to get into now. The point he's trying to make is we need the tmima savoda, which means the mind is clear and the heart is connected before you're doing this action, and you got to do the actions. And then you already are beginning the process. Now he continues with Latsado's words. Shazula say, if you don't have this in combination, ain't a nirtzis vare klau. It is certainly not desired by Hashem at all. El nimesis umasuevis. It's disgusting. It's disdainful what you're doing. Commentary, Ayin Tes. Adam shechasar lo tmimas avoda taharas av nikyon. If you're missing these 3 points, the completion of the service, the wholesomeness of the service, which is the active mind and heart, and the purity and the cleanliness. It's like you give the king a present. He opens up a beautiful box, a beautiful bow and ribbon, everything. He opens up the box. There's nothing there. Now there's nothing there. It's disgusting. The king says, what did you do? What kind of trick did you play? Imasheris al atzmus of v'tapuach adama v'havevia matalanoch. He takes the plate with all the side dishes, the chicken, the potato, chleis. He takes. They have the whole meal, and and you're bringing a present to a king. In other words, he I guess what he means to say is he takes away from it. It must be a typo or something. The leftovers. He brings the plate with the leftover chicken. You give a king a meal of somebody's leftovers. You go to a wedding, and when you see the plate with the leftovers, the bones, a little bit of skins of the potato, now you bring it to the king. It's a disgusting thing. That's what Lutzado is saying. It's very strong words. Nimesu Mitzvahs. It means you could be doing mitzvahs and you're not thinking about them, your heart isn't into them. It's disgusting. Why? The Lutzado continues, a quote from Divrei Hayomim. Ki chol levavos torei shashem v'chol yetzer machshavos umevin, because Hashem seeks out all the hearts. He searches out what was on your heart when you were doing this. What was the formulation of the thoughts? He understands them. He knows what you're thinking, he knows what you're feeling. You do a mitzvah without any thought, without any feeling, it's leftovers. It's disgusting before Hashem. That's a very strong word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dorish Lev V'Dorish Machshava. Hashem requires both the heart and the mind. That's what the pasuk says. Ki chol levav estoreish Hashem zu avodas halev v'chol yetzer machshava zu mevin zu avodas hamachshava sichlis. The two halves of the pasuk say about the heart and the mind. Ki kamar, as we said, avodat tmima, what is wholesome service? That's the combination of the mind, the thinking, and the feeling in the heart. That's what Hashem's avoda that he requires from you is. So the two principal parts, besides the actions. Yochalom avodas barak koyim echad, a person can serve Hashem his whole life. Achishgiel abezin shomallah, but when you come to the heavenly court, Yerushal v'omar kasav, they're going to put the pasuk on you, apply the pasuk that says, lo si karasa Yaakov, but not to me you called Yaakov. Ki yagata bi Yisrael, did you really work for me, Yisrael? Kavanah satfarim, bikash mimcha aleph, I asked from you A, v'desa beis, and you brought for me B. Well, zemashiris, that's not what I asked for. I asked you for your heart and your mind, and what did you give me? You didn't give me your heart, you didn't give me your mind. A person's actions all his life. Tvila, mitzvahs, masim, tovim, sharkel, nidametiv. He davens, he does mitzvahs, he does good deeds, does lots of good stuff. He's expecting a lot of Gan Eden. What's the truth? Hashem requests from us actions that have heart and mind. Without these two things, it's almost worth nothing. Let's make another example. The mother asks from her son, please get me a cup of water. The kid brings a cup without water, and he defends himself and says, you ask for water. Well, you can't have water without a cup, so I brought you the cup. So the mother says, no, it's true. I asked for you water with a cup, not a cup without water. A cup without water, what can I drink? Something there. Same thing. Hashem asks from us actions with a pure heart and mind. Hamachshava hatahora v'halev hatahor heim bechinas v'hamayim v'masim he bechinas kli. Says the good heart and the good mind, that's like the water, and the actions are like the utensil. That's all it is. The actions are the utensil upon which the heart and the mind will be actualized. Page. So Adam Sharak Manas Latars Liba Bali Lasas Masi, but a person only tries to purify his heart without doing any actions. So Mahdi Batsama Satar, he's missed the goal, he's missed the target. Marshal Madhavra can compare that to Adam O Ver Burakovra Yuhuri Shnifza Kasha Batuna Drachim Batuna Stram Rasham Latomos. Person walks by and sees a person got in an accident and he could be dying. So what does he do? He stands over the person for a half an hour thinking about what can I do to save his life. But he doesn't do anything. Okay, now after half an hour I decided what to do. But the Chever Kedisha interrupted him and said, don't bother, he's already dead. Yeah, you're thinking a lot about it, that's good. But what did you do? Nothing. It doesn't help. So if you don't do anything, at the end of the day it's worthless. Thought alone doesn't help. But on the other hand, but the actions alone also isn't enough. The main thing is, actions with the proper kavana, with the proper purity of heart. So, again, to have another understanding of what it means to do something without your heart and without your mind. Let's figure a guy who works very hard to make a living. At the end of the month, he gets his check. So he starts to buy things that he needs for his home. Instead of buying food, he buys 8 sets of dishes. Weekday, milchik and fleishik. Pesach tik, milchik and fleishik. Yontif, milchik and fleishik. He spends the whole check on that. For every yontif, for every date, he has another set of dishes. There's not even a crumb of bread to eat, to put on the dishes. It's called Kaspa, who shkia b'knias kelim chadash lo bayis. All his money he invested in the new utensils. Zel masa chaser gun. That is an action that's lacking thought. Vade shekli yafek kli tov udover gadol. Obviously having a nice utensil is a beautiful thing. Avot tzarech shia b'sochel malach, but you have to have something to eat in it. You mean malacho ein tzarech b'kem. You don't have any food, you don't need any utensils. Hanimshol, what is this, what are we comparing this to? Even though it's not 100% exact. Adam shepol masim lelo lev lelo moach. Person that does an action without heart, without a mind. Yesho harbe ma'od kelim. You have a lot of utensils. Avu chaser satochem, but you're missing the content. A malacho, there's nothing to eat. Adam shein lo ochel v'yesh lo kelim. Person has no food, but he has utensils. The sofer shel dover, he's going to die. Who else is missing mitzvah? Ein sham neshama, ein sham chiyus. There's no neshama, there's no life in your mitzvahs. That is a category of a gosis. A gosis is a person who's deathly ill. Because you haven't eaten anything. Strong wording. Rapinchas of Karetz explained when the Baal Shem Tov came to the world, the world was, the Jewish people were like deathly ill people. On our deathbeds. Makavan, what did he mean? The following. Bismana Baal Shem Tov, Ha'isa Baruch Hashem, Harbi Mod, Asiya, Harbi Kiyam. In the days of Baal Shem, there's a lot of mitzvahs. Jews doing lots of mitzvahs. Ha'isa Chaser Achiyus Pnimis. It was missing an inner life. And that's what Utsado came to explain as well. It didn't come much later than the Baal Shem Tov. It was contemporary. Of the Baal Shem Tov. He's just wording it in a different way. Mechad midas as zehirus, from the one side, he's going to, for example, explain the attribute of zehirus, of carefulness, watchfulness. Kemoshin Yer Lahalas, we'll see very soon. Shadar Mechuyiv L'Kayim Apol, that you have to actively do. L'Zarish L'Avar Chasom Afil Al Sif Kut in Shulchan Aruch. You have to go over in your mind and make sure you didn't transgress one law of the Shulchan Aruch. Fine, Zeb Binyan Kelim, that's what happened? It stopped? Well, let's take a look. What are we missing?
Memory card full.
A card. We need a card. Well, the batteries are full. Just get any card.
The batteries are good.
This is a new card. So is this where you put yesterday's card?
I didn't touch the cards.
No, we put the only card.
Where did you put in yesterday's card?
In the one that...
Did you put it here? Is this the card from yesterday, from before? Well, maybe you put it in here.
Says memory card full too.
So the things are marked, let's say guest speaker in the boxes. There's the ones marked for me and the ones marked guest speaker. So the Rav Pinchas of Kars was explaining that the Baal Shem Tov said that the Jewish people were like a deathly ill person. So therefore, he talked about Zahirus. We have to make sure to do every law in the Shulchan Aruch. Zeh Binyan HaKelim, that's the building of the utensils. Then you have to add purity to all the actions. Liknos kalim sheim hakiyu lepoil. You have to acquire utensils that actually work. And in them to put the light, as leva tohor, the pure heart, as machshavi shorav hatohor, the straight mind, and the holy thoughts. You have to put the whole package together to bring the Jew back to life. Now, pay aleph. Lutzado goes with another line. So now, that's what Hashem wants. We don't do that. It's disgusting. He doesn't want it. So then Lutzado says, Manana v'yomatochecha. What are we going to say on the day of rebuke? If we've been lazy from this type of thinking about how to make our midos better, what are we going to answer to Hashem? Amchal chozer magish kolas man. And so it's good. Lutzado repeats and emphasizes this point. Manana, what are you going to answer? He means Rashal Minayin Azeh, if we've been lazy in this thinking. Lo means Rashalu Mitikon Amidos. We're not talking about the person was lazy and trying to fix his midos. Lo means Rashalu Matahara. We're not talking about being lazy of purifying El Minayin, but thinking about it, of understanding it. Adash Shinimsa B'makam Sheyesh Nam Chaylim. A person can be found in a place where there's a lot of sick people. He's in a hospital. Who ain't a marapa, doesn't heal them. Ain't a love time. We don't have a complaint. Ki lo rofe, he's not a doctor. Hatayni, the complaint is, lama merosh olamanto refuki deshach shavtuch ol rofos. Question is, the complaint's going to be, why didn't you learn how to be a doctor? So you could learn how to heal the people. Well, I don't know what to do, but you have to, if you had time to learn how to heal them, why didn't you learn to heal? Kishon miyav leveis and shema, when you come to Hashem's court, we couldn't complain to the guy. If we complain, why didn't you fix your midos? Who yano answer? Kilolo madri or something? I didn't understand how to do what they were. I didn't learn them deeply. I couldn't fix them up. That's not going to be God's question. The complaint will be, why didn't you look into what it was? Right, that's what we're doing Shabbos afternoon. So why didn't you do chesed? Well, I wasn't sure what it was, so the rabbi gave a class on it. Why didn't you go to the class? Why didn't you see what real chesed is? What is it really? So, manana b'yom t'lechecha, Mishra Shalom, and said, what are you going to answer to Hashem when you were lazy in that deep thought? Well, make him, we're not even at the stage of action, of doing it. You're not looking deeply into what has to be done. You're not going to fulfill it by doing it. The complaint begins from why weren't you thinking about what it was and looking into it. This point is repeated again and again by Lutzato. Yesh kam iyun, there is a deep thinking of what all this is all about. And from the thinking comes the actions. And Lutzado continues. What happens? We've cast aside that which is so important to learn. That's the main thing that Hashem wants from us, is this study. Now he explains. This is the service of a person. To look in every aspect of the Torah. Deeply. Unashamed of my eye and call. A person doesn't look deeply at all. Even if in other areas of the Torah, you don't learn Hilchas Shabbos. Hashem is going to say, why didn't you learn Hilchas Shabbos? But if a person does look at other parts of the Torah, then it's even worse. In other words, if you don't know certain things, Hashem will say, why didn't you know these things? But let's say you did look at other parts of the Torah. But you didn't look at the most important parts. So Hashem's going to say, Yesh kakach yuni, I see you could look into things. Loma hifni so osa raklat tzedekot. Why don't you look in one direction? Why do you spend your whole life only learning Gemara? What about learning what these midos are? Something wrong with learning Gemara. It's a good thing. But that's all you learned? You only went to Daf Yomi? You never spent any time learning what real chesed is? What real midos development is? Lamashal, for example, Adam b'meshach kol yimei chayev lomid rak masech l'sukkah. Let's say a guy just learns one tractate his whole life, sukkah. So he's an expert in everything about sukkahs. But Megia Pesach, but comes out of Pesach, Rechman, son of Achel Chametz, he eats Chametz. Lama, why? The Lama Hilchas Pesach. He didn't learn the laws of Pesach. What do you want? I've been learning the laws of Sukkah all my life. And he eats, and Yehudi said, the Jew will defend himself. So, honest, Rechman Pacha, it was an accident. I didn't know it. I didn't learn it. Torah frees you from accidents. Well, Marty, I didn't learn it before. I didn't know it. Matthew, what's going to be the criticism? Nachon, you're right. Why'd you learn Sukkah the whole year long? What were you learning Sukkah before Pesach? Why didn't you learn the tractate that talked about the laws of Pesach? You would have learned it on Pesach. You'd matzah, not chametz. So, but of course, what's the Yetzer going to do? Yeah, but there's a lot of Talmud to learn. I'm not learning the same Sukkah. You're right. You're just learning Talmud. That's what happened to Midos. A person who invests all his time in learning one topic, then there's a criticism on the fellow. How come? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasal Moch. Hashem obviously gave you a mind because you can go through the entire Talmud. Nasal Koch Talmud even gave you the ability, the perseverance to learn. So why'd you focus all your in-depth learning on one area? Why didn't you clear out part of your time to focus into learning these topics, clearly the ones that you needed to learn? And Lutzato continues relentlessly. Do you think that a person is supposed to make a lot of efforts with his intelligence and with investigations that you are not obliged in? With in-depth learning that no fruits will come out of? And laws that aren't applicable to us? But that which we are certainly obliged to our Creator, a great debt. We're going to just leave it to habit. We're going to leave it for robotic observance. That we're going to leave. Right? Chakiris, what does he mean by chakiris ashalom ischayavna? What does he mean by investigations that we're not obliged? What does Lutzado mean? Chlor mean to say. There's a lot of times you look, you can investigate, but it doesn't come out to any real halacha at the end of the day. Let's say the case of the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about. We know one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is a ben surim, or a child who doesn't listen to his parents. Okay, that's a part of the Torah. It's in Parshas Kisei. Say there are halachas of it. There's a whole chapter in the Talmud dealing with those laws. Fine, but the Gemara says, Lohoye Velosi Lios, it never happened, it'll never come. It's one of those laws. So why do we do it? Darsh Kibul Schar. Learn it, you get rewarded to it. You get a reward for knowing part of God's Torah. It's also part of God's Torah. It's also important to know. Now, in Yeshua, Adam, Safik, Hilchas, Vosach, let's say a person now is a Shaila in a question of meat and milk. Something you really need to know. The gam suffik behukas ben sermor, and also a question of a law of the child doesn't listen to a parent. Okay, you're not sure about a law in this area, a law in this area. Which should he learn first? Should he learn the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, or the Rambam in Hilchas ben sorer mora? Which should you learn first? Obviously, the Rambam Hilchas Yontif, because you're going to have Yontif. The ben sorer mora, the Gemara says, never happened, never will happen. Okay, we're not saying never to learn this. I'm not saying never to learn this. But what do you got to spend most of your time on? Right? Okay, so we're learning about Ir HaMiklot. We've been learning in Makkos and Ranir Mirko. So we shouldn't learn. Of course you learn Ir HaMiklot, but not the whole day. It's part of your learning. We already said why you have to. He himself said why you have to learn Gemara. You have to learn Gemara. You have to learn to focus on the details. Gemara makes you focus on the details. That's good. But now you got to come at 6 o'clock in the morning and learn what your Avodas Hashem is all about. Right, so you need both. You need both. You have to do both. And that again, Lutzado was speaking to the scholars of the world who were spending lots of time learning Talmud, which is amazing. You don't have to spend hours and hours learning about Midas development, but every day you got to spend a little bit of time. Right? So halacha, there's a special law, for example. It's a law brought in the Shulchan Aruch. 30 days before Yontif, you start learning the laws of the Yontif. And the rabbis bring this. There is a practical halachic application of that. For example, let's say two students come to ask a rabbi a question that didn't answer in halacha. So let's say the week before Pesach, the rabbi gets two emails. The first email is, what do I do regarding koshering my utensils for Pesach? Another one says, what do I do in terms of building my sukkah? And the rabbi's only got time to answer one shiloh. Who gets precedence? Yes, the question that pertains to what's going on in the Yontif. That's why I chuckle when I get Shilas on Erev Shabbos. You know, we're making a bar mitzvah in 3 years. Can you give us the date for the bar mitzvah? 2 hours before Shabbos. I'm thinking to myself, or Hashem, do I know about the bar mitzvah? But like, what are they thinking about Shabbos? You know. So, you know, this law of the Shulchan doesn't apply anymore because congregants will not allow the rabbi to answer only one question. He has to answer every question when they want the answer answered. So he has to answer both. And then people understand, what are you talking about? My kids were missing 3 years. I have to book the hall. So what do I care about someone else asking a question about milk in their chillin' pot? All right? But it's halacha l'maaseh. You do just learn and answer what is Megea right then and there. Certainly when a person is not sure what to do, he's going to go to the laws of Ben Sur Mar that never will be. Yeah, you're right, you'll get rewards. That isn't the way to do it when you need to know the halacha l'maisa. Now, Hashem wants you to learn the parts of the Torah that are not applicable, because you'll get a reward for learning it. You have to learn all of God's Torah. He's got to learn what he's got to do. He's got to know first. Laws of Shabbos, laws of this, laws of that. You got to know that. Right? So God gave you a brain. Gave you the ability to look deeply, la'ayim, to figure things out. So, Dov Rishon, what's the first thing God wants from us? Ta'ainu b'dvarim ha'yosu k'rev ma'isa. Look into the things that are more practical, halacha l'ma'isa, that are practical bearing in your life. Let's say a guy has a part to think, and what is he thinking about? He's learning the section of the Talmud that's kachim. 1/6 of the Talmud deals with all the laws of the sacrifices. Okay, you've got thousands of young men in Yerushalayim learning the laws of Kachim all day long. Right? Today, you go to Yerushalayim, there's a number of yeshivas, all they learn. Morty went to that yeshiva, one of those yeshivas, for 7-8 months. And that's all they do, from sunup to sundown. You know, and there's a token 15-minute Musar Seder that you can miss or not miss. Okay? Yourself, of course, the Chafetz Chaim himself said, if you believe in Mashiach, you're going to learn this. Right, okay, there's nothing wrong. Part of your schedule of learning is to learn this part of the Talmud. It's important. No question about it. But the problem is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays. We hope Hashem should build the Beis HaMikdash. We will have the Kabbalists. We need to have some people who know how to bring the Kabbalists. For Ashes call Ain't the Das Malasos of the Nation, but the first thing we gotta know what to do before Mashiach comes. To be a mensch, to be an Eved Hashem. That you need to know right now. If at the end of the day Mashiach comes in a couple of weeks, and Hashem says, how come you didn't know Kashas? I was trying to understand Lutzado, I couldn't get past Lutzado. I was able to do one mitzvah with my heart and with my soul. And I couldn't get to Kachim yet. No, so, again, the Chafetz Chaim wrote his words to people who mamish, who do everything. Do everything. So he said, okay, you have to learn Kachim. Okay, you have to learn Kachim. I can be sure the Chafetz Chaim did not allow anybody into his Kachim kolim call if he wasn't a master of Mesillas Yesharim. No, let me take that back. I mean, I don't, Achas v'shalom, I don't want to speak negatively. You know, I forgot, the Chavetz Chaim brought, I forgot which Mamish, Adam Gadol, I forgot which Balmus, I think it was Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz, I could be wrong. I mean, he bought a giant of Baal Musar into his yeshiva. And the Bracham said, we don't want him. We want a guy who's going to teach us the Gemara. And Chavetz Chaim reluctantly had to let him go. I forgot the details. I let him go. You know, you ask questions. It's not for me to judge. I'm at least entitled to question. You know, you wonder, so why did Rodin get wiped out in the Holocaust? Why did the place Chavetz Chaim get wiped out in the Holocaust? Chavetz Chaim knew what he was doing. He knew these guys are learning Kachim. He knew these guys are learning, but he brought Rabbi Yerucham. We had one of this forum, safer, I think in the Das Atz, I don't remember which one. He brought down the story. Hey, it's Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitz. It's amazing. A giant. And all the shmuzim were about what? Emunah. This guy said, we have Emunah. What do you have to hear shmuz about Emunah? But you got to understand what Emunah, the way Rabbi Yerucham would say, Emunah. If you had that kind of Emunah, man, your mitzvahs would be different. So you had a lot of, say, I'm not talking about all Jews. But you have a certain segment, yeah, we're learning Gemara, but... But if Hashem says, Lutzado says, well, you don't think about the other things, what you're doing is disgusting. That's why Jews are in for a big shock. They just, you know, Lutzado, it's not important. Lutzado knew in 1730s, 200 years before the Holocaust. He knew what had to get fixed up. The Baal Shem Tov knew what had to get fixed up. We were a sick, deathly people. Right? The mitzvahs were sick mitzvahs. So, you know, and so they understood this is what we gotta do. So we gotta do to build back the yin. So what happened? So the first 150 years people were fighting against Hasidim. They're a bunch of lunatics. We have to make their lives miserable and run them out of town. That's what they were dealing with. Right? Till only the ones who went to Eretz Yisrael, they made shalom with themselves. The Hasidim and Snagdim made shalom with themselves. They realized, you know, we gotta stop this. And somehow there became an integration of Hasidus with the Litvish approach. So they all survived the Holocaust. Right? But you see, in Europe, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. This blending of Hasidus with Talmud, it didn't happen. So from both ends, it wasn't exactly. Again, Hasidim wanted to inject this ruach, this feeling, this sensitivity beyond just the Talmud, and they went a little bit off. When you want to introduce something, you get a little bit off on one side. Vilna Gaon was fighting them on that, trying to rein them in a little bit. Let's have a combination. So it's the Vilna Gaon students who survived in Eretz Yisrael. Lutzado went to Eretz Yisrael, right? I mean, so. That's the issue over here. So you're learning a lot of Talmud. You're learning a lot of wonderful things. That's amazing. How are you going to be a Jew today? If they're not to live today as a Jew? And unfortunately, that's missing greatly in the Jewish world. That part is missing. That's what he says on the top of Pei Gimel. He says, "Bipulpulam asher lo yitzalam shum primam." He quotes Lutzado from discussions that don't bring any fruit. Pre-lushan tolar, pre-a fruit means something that's born, that comes out. Allah lamai, something that's real, tangible. Adam lomed ezu, shitas rishadim, shenel Allah lopil, let's say he learns about an opinion we don't hold like, and goes into great depths into the opinion we don't hold like. Vada shekot shepirchub, chadi pepupul darais of Adam shelo yayin, betarak dushal yuchal lisaos, gamba vodas Hashem. Certainly Hashem enjoys the pilpul, the going in depths into Torah, and a person never looks deep into Torah, he's never going to grow in his avodas Hashem. As the rabbi said, Lamar it's a chassid. A guy who's ignorant will never be righteous, pious. Mishi, Nasalayan Rakvin, Yana Havoda, a person only works on his service to Hashem. Loyim Batara Kush. And what if you're ignorant? And I feel shelter selfish loyasliach in Bazaiterach. It's not good enough to learn Lutzado all day long and not to learn Gemara either. That's no way either. Baron Kane, it's clear. Lutzaro's not knocking learning Talmud. He's not knocking it. Barak Litton, and he just wants to say, why is all our brain power invested in one area? You have to take the ability to think and divide it up. Some of it to continue learning the Holy Torah, but also have to spend time focusing on what does it mean to understand the Jewish soul and to understand your purpose in this world. You see, that's what we're trying to accomplish here. That's what we're trying to do. I don't know, you tell me other shuls that are spending a good portion on trying to learn Gemara, trying to learn Rambam, and also trying to learn this stuff. That's what we're trying to do. Places, you know, I appreciate this minimal time. What do you want? A ball bus is only an hour to learn. An hour and a half to learn. What am I going to learn in an hour and a half rate? Problem is, that's the biggest problem. If you only got an hour and a half to learn, forget it. There's not enough time to do anything properly. That is the biggest problem. And that's why the first thing he talks about is Zahirus. You have to be watchfulness. We have to look at our presuppositions and see that our presuppositions are totally wrong. And once you begin to see that, then you'll be able to make some changes. Right? So any Baal Bus who says, well, I'm spending an hour a day, I'm amazing. You're so far away from amazing, it's pathetic. You don't even understand it. At least say, Nebuch, I wish I could learn more. But Yetzer, life is tough. You got to work. You got to pay the bills. Because, of course, you'll never make a parnassah if you don't work 80 hours a week. That's for sure. You can't rely on miracles. So people aren't spending enough time. So either the guy, okay, I do the daf. I do the daf. I know how to learn Gemara. No, how's your avodas Hashem? It's nowhere. But the guy's learning avodas Hashem, but he's ignorant in Talmud. You got to work out both. You got to invest more time. That really is the bottom line, and it's not an easy thing. Yes.
Is the Ramchal at all referring to secular studies as well, or
he's not science? Even into the secular studies. Again, you can't look at people like Lutzaro knew secular studies, but you talk about his mind. Talk about a mind. That's a genius mind. You'll make a big mistake. Yeah, there were great rabbis who learned secular stuff, you know, but you don't understand, these guys, they learn Torah all day long, and what they would learn in 1 hour would take you a week. We can't compare ourselves to geniuses. Geniuses, they're learning Kol Torah Kula, and on the side, biology, on the side, you know, when they go to the bathroom, they learn biology. You know, pick up a biology book, run through it in one night, they know the whole biology. You know, my geniuses, you know, unbelievable geniuses of photographic memories. We're not in that league. Right? One last point. V'dinim asher enen shayachim lam, and laws that don't apply to us. Let's say a Jew who's not from the Messianic, he's not a descendant of King David, or he's not a Levi. He learns the laws of a kohen and a melech. Even though there are practical applications, but he doesn't have any. He's not a lady. What does he have to learn the laws of? What does a Yisrael have to learn the laws of Birchas Kahanim? How to bless the Jews? You don't need to learn that. You got to learn the laws that apply to you. Really? And Lotzado says, but that which we're obliged to do to Hashem, an abundant, clear obligation, which means, the purity of the heart and the mind and the unification of the two of them. As soon as they're that learning, what does Lotzado say? We're going to leave that for habit. We're going to leave that for robotic practice. He says that's not acceptable. And that's why what this book is trying to take us in that direction. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, so I'm going to have to make a few changes to my schedule because I'm really overwhelmed with a lot of work here. So I'm going to have to stop today with the morning learning, and it's going to continue after I come back from vacation. I'm sorry. I wish I could do more, but I'm just way too overwhelmed. And we're going to put it on hold so people will be able to get a little rest and what to review. Okay.
Fine. Good.